Another bail application, this time in Cape Town. Former rugby player and debt collector Zane Killian's bail application was supposed to be heard at the Bellville Magistrates Court today. He's accused of being involved in the murder of police detective Charles Kinnear. But now it's also emerged that Killian may have been responsible for pinging attorney William Booth's phone too when there was an attempt on his life, and that police may have known that Kinnear's phone was being tracked for at least 2 weeks leading up to his death. Let's speak now to Kevin Brunt, EWN reporter, who is in Cape Town. Kevin, thanks for your time today. What's happened in court this morning?
It's a pleasure, Mandy. Good afternoon. Today was 39-year-old Zane Killian's fourth court appearance since his arrest in Gauteng last month in connection with the killing of slain detective Charles Kinnear outside his Bishop Labour's home. So we expected to arrive at court today to hear the bail application with regard to that matter. He faces three charges: murder, conspiracy to commit murder, as well as the illegal interception of communication. But then the state brought two more charges against Killian. One is conspiracy to commit murder, and it relates to the hit on attorney William Booth at his home here in Cape Town in April. And the other charge is one relating to fraud with regard to documentation that was handed in at the Bishop Labour Magistrates Court when the matter was still heard there. And those documents outline that Zane Killian is a registered private investigator, also that he has the right to crack people's cell phones. So the exact nature of how the defense team will argue, the precise fact that he's legally allowed to do so, it remains to be seen how they will bring it in relation to Charles Kinnear's killing. But you will appear in the Cape Town Magistrates Court tomorrow with regard to that conspiracy to commit murder case, as well as the full charge. But Zane Killian's attorney, Eric Guyer, spoke to us following the proceedings. Just listen to what he had to say, Mandy.
It wouldn't have been prudent to go ahead today, get a bail application, and the accused be let out on bail and then get arrested immediately on the other charges. So from a legal point of view, it's advisable to get all the charges done in one go, win the state already, then we'll proceed with the bail application, because we don't want to go backwards and forwards. It's just not worth the while. So hopefully the state will be finished by the next date, which is the 27th of November, but you can't put anything past them, and one has to concede that it's a monumental task, but please be finished by then.
So Kevin, that was of course the attorney speaking there about the fact that he is now going to be also charged with this William Booth matter. Is there any indication from the police about any other arrests? Because it does seem now as though the same people responsible for that attempted hit on William Booth were also responsible for the hit on Charles Kinnear.
So not a lot of detail coming forward with regard to that today, Mandy. Also, Mr. Breyer indicated that it's highly likely, it's very likely that more charges will be added against his client. That is why he said that the matter has been postponed to November, so that the state can finalize, all the specific details with regard to their case against Zane Killian, and that once they start with the bail proceedings, that there will be not a lot of interruptions. He also once again referred to the very lengthy time that his client had spent in custody, saying he's been there for more than a month without the opportunity to formally apply for bail, and once again raising that as an issue. So we do expect more with regards to the William Booth matter and exactly how Zane Killian fits into that picture to come out in the Cape Town Magistrates Court tomorrow once you appear for that, and also then that full charge. But as I said, Mr. Breyer indicating that it's likely that more charges will be brought against his client.
Kevin Brunt, EWN reporter, he's in Cape Town for us, giving us a wrap there of what's been happening with this Zane Killian bail application, and he is now going to be facing additional charges.